But that Lisa Lanier's on the line.
Yes. Please.
She, Lisa, how do you do your clothes? Do you use Tide Pods? Because that is difficult for a college student to navigate. What are your thoughts?
No, I'm old school. I like the liquid. And I have sensitive skin, so I have to do the free and clear. So yeah. I just pour that right in. And now my washer is not as fancy as y'all, so it doesn't weigh the clothes or anything. It's just
I'll tell you, mine sure does. It weighs the clothes. We're top loaders over here.
Yeah, I top load,
David.
Nah, I'm front.
I top load.
I'm front. Front loader.
Yeah, we front.
Y'all front loaders.
Yeah, we care about the earth, I guess, and our water bills.
Water. This ain't Nevada.
Oh, I'm
you see the rain last night?
Oh, man, yeah.
I did three loads and used extra
with
water.
Rainwater?
Yeah. Damn right.
Sometimes I just stand with a hose and just spray it on the driveway.
Just for the hell of it.
Yeah, just for that.
Honey, there's a leaf at the end of the driveway.
Let me spray it off.
I watered my lawn last night in the rain.
Who cares? Yeah, who cares? That's right.
The West Coast.
We care.
We're east of the Mississippi.
Yeah, we're not depending on Lake Mead, are we?
That's your problem.
Over here. Now, Lisa, to the law we go, and there's a couple of questions we had come up this week. First of all, and these are just quick general questions about the law. Somebody was angry at his friend or neighbor who was a Donald Trump fan, had a Trump sign on his lawn, and the guy set the Trump sign on fire. He was caught.
On doorbell cam.
Yeah, they got him on doorbell cam. And they said that they were charging him with destruction of property. And Dave and I said, well, why isn't that arson? He's on somebody else's property. And
that's what the homeowner wanted.
You're right. The homeowner wanted arson. And I don't understand why it's not, honestly. Because it could, in dry conditions, spread to cars and houses and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So why is that not arson?
So the majority of jurisdictions define arson as burning a building or vehicle. A few states that have very competitive agribusiness extend it to crop burning.
Mm-hmm.
And then in areas where that are prone to forest fires, there are special crimes for setting fire to a forest. But when it's just a piece of property, it's like this. It's destruction of property. It's not arson. It doesn't rise to the level of the danger of, and so it's treated differently under the law.
But had it leapt to the house then and burned it down, then it
would have become arson.
All right. The second question was, if you sign a non-disclosure agreement, because we've got some people now coming forward to say Lizzo was bad to them as well. Like 14 dancers have said, oh, yeah, we had an issue with Lizzo and settled out of court and that kind of thing. But our supposition, we don't know for sure, but we think they may have signed non-disclosure agreements. So if you sign a non-disclosure agreement and against a celebrity, let's say, who's paid you a bunch of money, and then you do disclose what's happened, you start running your mouth.
You break the agreement.
You break the agreement.
Yeah.
Do you have to give all the money back? Let's say you won $10 million. Do they get all that money back?
Yeah, so it varies depending on how the contract was drafted, because the non-disclosure is a form of contract. And usually it goes beyond. So usually it's whatever you were paid plus some punitive damages plus attorney's fees in the majority of jurisdictions. So it really punishes you. And in others, it's, in some instances, it's a lesser amount.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a confidentiality provision, sometimes it's a smaller amount. It just varies from contract to contract. But I'm guessing Lizzo had it pretty tight.
I bet so, too. And now they're speaking about doing that. So it's possible they've violated their non-disclosure agreement. Because they didn't say anything for 3 years. And now, because Lizzo and the banana and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You heard about the banana case.
I haven't seen much or heard from Lizzo in about 2 weeks, I guess, since all this broke.
No, the dancer said they took her to she took them.
Club Banana.
To a Club Banana and made them eat bananas that had been in the vagine.
With a condom. It's not sick.
It's a thing.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Not gross.
We also heard a term. Okay, I heard a term recently called skip lagging. And skip lagging has to do with the airline industry. And there is a website, skiplagging or skiplag.com. And what they do is they show you a way to hack airlines to get a cheaper flight. For instance, if you're flying from Tampa to Charlotte, the flight might cost you $400. But you may be able to go from Tampa to Boston with a layover in Charlotte for $200. Well, what you do is just don't take the last leg of the flight. Get off in Charlotte and you're gone. And so it will show you how to manipulate the system and therefore beat the prices, the high prices of the airlines. Well, now American Airlines is suing skiplag.com.
Oh.
Process is known as hidden city ticketing or skip lagging. And they say this is not right. It's unfair trade and it's hurting their business. Who's going to win this lawsuit, Lisa? What are your thoughts? It does, to me, it seems dirty that skiplag.com could even exist, but go ahead.
So, you know, this is not the first time that this has happened. Several prior lawsuits have united, sued Skiplag, mm-hmm. as well as some other smaller airline. Southwest also sued them. I mean, they've been sued many times, and Skiplag has prevailed every time. And because it's, you know, basically they're just informing people
yeah.
how to beat the system. Right. And most consumers are pretty ticked at airlines because, you know, it's sort of like you can have your cake and eat it too, right? Because airlines overbook flights all the time and bump people. So why can't consumers kind of give it back to them, you know, like this?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very consumers love this thing. And this guy is interesting that started Skiplag. He's all over Reddit talking about this stuff. And he's just an interesting person. He's like, look, you know, I'm just trying to tell people. He gives what they're really upset about is he gives on the frequently asked questions page, he gives all these tips about how to trick them if they start questioning you about, you know, why you didn't take that other leg. And it's not illegal. There's nothing illegal about this practice of skiplagging. But it does violate this uniform policy. All the airlines have this consortium, and they've created this policy, and it gives them the right to punish. You know, there was a big story, a teenager who flew to Charlotte, just like you said,
mm-hmm.
Has been banned from the airline for 3 years. And, you know, that is certainly within their rights to do. You have violated the terms of your contract with them if you do that, and you violated their policy. But I don't, you know, I mean, they're saying that this is an unfair, deceptive trade practice. I think they're just informing people, like a lot of, you know, hacks, like it's a life hack kind of thing.
Right.
I don't see anything wrong with it, and I think it has a lot of support from the public. Like, hey, guys, you know.
I'm on the record as being on the side of big airlines.
Yeah, I was going to say, just for my notes here, you're anti-consumer, pro-big airline.
Pro-big air, and... Boy, I'm in the minority on this one, I'll tell you.
You lose.
Once again, right before we threw it to Lisa, I said, this is dirty. This is dirty pool here, but I guess
and you
can
do it yourself. You don't need the – you don't have to have –
you don't have to have them. And they're actually charging you a little upcharge, I think, if you book it through them. So if you're smart, you know, really smart about it, you do – if you're going to do this, just book it yourself.
It's
figure
time,
it out yourself.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they give you all kinds of tips. Don't check a bag, obviously, and don't take a big carry-on because you might get bag checked at the gate.
Then you're screwed.
Well, that's a smart
tip. Then
you got
to go all the way.
That's a smart tip because your baggage is going to wind up in
Boston. Oh, yeah, you've got carry-on only.
But and she's saying
small bag.
And don't even carry on a big carry-on because they may make you put it under
gate
the plane.
Gate check. Mm-hmm.
But how invasive is it when you decide to stay in Charlotte, which is where you live,
right?
Instead of going to that second leg to Boston, to have them call you and say, why did you get off in Charlotte? Why didn't you continue?
That's the job I want. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, you'd love that.
I'd say none of your business and hang up.
A lot of times they're demanding that you pay that greater fare. Like, you know, they're demanding that you pay the difference.
Yeah.
And if you do that, you know, once they catch you, if you do that, sometimes they don't ban you. But they're cracking down on this for sure.
You know what I'd say? I'd say, what you doing?
I'd say tough titty.
Don't tough titty me. What are you doing? You catching a hornet's game? You know, nobody's catching a hornet's game. You're not going to a hornet's game.
All right, the Knights.
When you can see the Celtics, when you can see the Red Sox, don't tell me that. You live here, don't you? No.
I didn't know they were on the schedule.
Nah, I'm from Boston. No, you're not. I can see right through that.
I'm a Southie.
Don't you give me that. Oh, man. I would love to go after these folks. Here's another. Now, this, you talk about a story we've heard before, and I know this guy's going to lose, but I like his moxie anyway for some reason. Thomas Howie was having dinner with friends at an Olive Garden, sitting and chatting, and he said, having
good spot.
A great time. Good spot. He's having a bowl of minestrone. Okay. While chewing, he felt a sharp object stab his cheek, and he says it put a cut into his cheek, so he spit it out, and now he has all sorts of anxiety because it turned out to be the foot of a rat. The leg and foot of a rat was in his minestrone, and he's very upset with Olive Garden and suing. Can he win this lawsuit, Lisa? Can he prove it's a rat's foot in his soup?
Well, that's the thing. It's going to come down to the proof. Olive Garden says that they are skeptical that it was in his soup because they say, and I posted a picture of the soup, the actual soup in the rat, on my Lanier Law Group Instagram and Facebook, because it is fascinating. It does look very white, and that's what they were saying. Why is it white?
Mm-hmm.
Why did it not take on the tomatoey you know, sort of broth and it
as turned
to like a,
right.
Right, I'll do that.
Oh, that's good rash.
Well, it's chain restaurant rat.
That's good chain restaurant rat. So
and
there's
actually, is what, yeah. Olive Garden actually they make their own soup on site. They make it from with fresh vegetables.
Okay,
and everything.
What?
Yes, all right. They don't do the bag soup. So, yeah, but here and they also cite the fact that he won't give his lawyer would not give it to them to test, which he will have to do at some point if he's going to prove the case. But here he is. I mean, you know, I can see like the skepticism that people have when you order takeout and you say, oh, there's a rat's foot in my takeout. How are you going to ever prove that you didn't put that there?
Right.
But here he was in the restaurant. His friend, actually, he was like, ow, something's poking me. He spit it out. It was his friend who was like, you don't even want to look at this. Like, you don't even want to know.
Oh, my God.
Spit out. And he was treated. He received medical treatment for the rodent cut. He had to have all these shots to make sure he didn't get a nasty disease. I mean, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I think he's going to end up, if he can prove that it's a rat foot and that, you know, he's got these witnesses that say, just, you know, it was right there in his soup. I think he has a good shot at it.
Shot at winning. That's
that was David, my high school band.
Rat foot. You know, I feel a little bit bad now for people that do get rats.
Who legit get
stuff in their food because so many people try to fool.
It's such a scam.
Yeah, that now nobody believes. Like, I read this, like, oh, he's lying.
But if he does prove that it was a rat's foot and they do make their soup in-house.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't say much for the house.
It does not.
I mean, you got to go look in that kitchen and look for little gothic arches down in the baseboards to see where they come in and out.
Do you think that a lot of kitchens do have rats, though? Is it possible?
Ratatouille.
I mean, yeah. Do you think?
These people, they cited that they have had fabulous inspection scores, never any signs of rodents. But, you know, sometimes when these things happen, it actually has to do with some ingredients that they bought and, you know, put in to the soup that had this, and they just didn't notice it when they poured it in. I mean, it could have been something that, you know, came from a bag of spices or something. They shook a big handful in there, didn't notice the rat foot.
God, that gives me makes me queasy just to even think about
that. Right.
Can you imagine?
And these things, you get decent money for these things. I think I told you guys once that I had a case years ago. I was really busy. I was getting ready for a trial, and this guy called me, and he said he had a popular cola beverage that he opened it and took one sip and a mouse was in there and it like bopped him in the face. It was dead, but it, you know, he could feel it bop him in the mouth. He's like, what's in here? And I was like, oh, I'm too busy to deal with that. He didn't really have any damages. He barfed and he went to the doctor one time. And so I was like, oh, that's just, you know, that's nothing to mess with. So I referred it to a friend who a few weeks later wrote me, because, you know, we do personal injury on a contingency fee basis, so you get a third of whatever the settlement is.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote me and said, wow, Lisa, thank you for that awesome referral with the guy with the soda. She goes, I settled this case easily for $50,000.
Wow.
Like, oh,
wow. Wow.
I got $50,000. What a dummy.
Yeah. That's big soda for you.
Yeah.
The big soda just pay it off.
You know? Rodent regret.
Yeah.
And the question at the Olive Garden is, where's the rest of the rat?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. That went out in somebody's
in
tour of Italy.
Everybody get a leg?
Exactly right.
Why can't I get a soda like that?
I know.
Yeah.
He keeps wanting to get soda like
soda?
That. One more quick one from the world of a celebrity. And I fought for Drew Barrymore on this now. Drew Barrymore was rushed off the stage after someone stood up and said, you know me, we need to meet, and was going toward the stage. Security got him outside, and I said, I'm sure they arrested him. And Biggie said, no, they didn't arrest him. What's the crime? And I said, the crime's yelling at Drew Barrymore. You don't yell at Drew Barrymore.
America's sweetheart.
That's right. That should be all. That's on the books in New York. Well, now, actually, an update. He's since been arrested because he went to her house. And I'm sure they got him for trespassing. But at the event, which was a Q&A, she was on stage with singer Renee Rapp. And it looked like he was going to his seat. And he just started yelling at her and walking toward the stage. They escorted him out of the building. So you can't be arrested just for yelling and approaching the stage. What if you get on the stage? How far do you have to go before you're arrested, Lisa?
If you get on the stage, you get arrested. That's usually the line that they draw. I mean, usually if you're, you know, comedy shows deal with this a lot, especially. It's like, you know, hecklers, and they'll, you know, somebody's yelling and heckling, they'll remove them. It's not a crime to do that, but it's within their rights to remove you. But when you actually jump on the stage, then they will absolutely arrest you for trespass, and in some instances, assault and battery. Like Jay-Z and Beyonce a few years ago had a guy crash their stage, and he actually just got his hand on Jay-Z, like just on his sleeve or something. Bam. He's charged not only with this, he was charged with, I think, disorderly conduct, as well as a battery because he touched him.
Hands on.
There's not a crime, you know, on the books, you know, charging the stage. So they usually will slap a more generic charge on them, like, you know, disorderly conduct. And here, this guy with Drew Barrymore, you know, all he did was walk toward the stage saying he needed to see her. But later, he turned out to be a real creep. He has a huge rap sheet, all kinds of indecent exposure, stalking, all kinds of stuff. He used to stalk Amber Heard, and then he moved on to Drew Barrymore.
Oh,
and,
no.
And he showed up in her neighborhood going door to door. He knew basically where she lived, but not which house. So he was knocking on every door going, hey, is Drew here? You know,
and it
was
Lord. Yeah. So and we were talking about this the other day. Now, how long will he be in jail? Because when he gets back out, even if she's got a restraining order, is somebody like this going to pay any attention to that? It's real dangerous for those celebrities.
Oh, it really is. Yeah, I'm sure she's really frightened of him because he's definitely, you know, he's escalated too in his behavior, I think, which you often see. And yeah, I would imagine he's pretty dangerous. I would be afraid of him.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
And how presumptuous to be like, it's me.
Yeah.
That's, I didn't appreciate, look, I know he's crazy and a stalker, but I didn't appreciate his attitude up front.
Yeah.
It's me. You know me.
You know who I am.
I'm here. Here's my junk.
I'm a creepy stalker. Yeah.
Chris Tim will tell you this now. 25 years ago, I had a stalker who hid in clothing while I was at a clothing store.
At various radio events.
Yeah, many radio events, many at department stores. She would hide in clothing.
Yeah.
And then later.
One of the blue jean display.
Yeah, the blue jean display.
It was back to school sale, I believe.
Forever in
sale.
Blue jean.
And I opened up the blue jean. It was like a round circular. And there she was hiding inside.
Oh, hey, I didn't know
it's
you
me.
Were.
Oh, my God. Terrible. Got her in a furniture store one time. And it's just constant that she was around me. But
somebody's in that fold-up couch. Somebody's hiding in the sleeper sofa.
I have a stalker right now. He's probably listening. My stalker's probably listening right now. But luckily, he has stalked me for probably 15 years.
What?
And but luckily now he's gotten so old that he can't really actively stalk. He used to show up at my office about once a week. No, he'd bring gifts.
Oh,
yeah, he
man.
Sends me messages all the time how much he loves me.
Oh
yeah.
Dear.
And, oh wow. Yeah. Lisa, I don't know. Were you ever really frightened of him?
Nah, because I could take him.
I figured. That's her. That's
she
right.
She's Lisa.
That's
yeah.
Right.
She could. Oh, she could. She's got the armament.
We know Lisa.
Lisa Lanier. She's not afraid to pull a weapon either. I'll tell you that right now. Lisa Lanier. Our official. That's why she's the best in the business.
I've never heard of anyone getting too old to stalk.
He's got mobility issues now.
Yeah.
Just go.
You know what? I just want you to know I still love you from afar.
Let's go.
But I pooped myself.
I'm not showing up anymore.
A tearful retirement ceremony.
Yeah. There's Lisa Lanier.